Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one detailed page of Talmud each day. And on today's pages, Bava Metzia 18 and 19, we get a lesson in paying attention to details. The discussion kicks off with the rabbis asking themselves what to do when someone finds a legal document, say a bill of divorce. Is the person obligated to return it? And how would we even know that it's real? And with this, the rabbis are off to the races. Have a listen. Rav Ashi stated another resolution to the contradiction. The bill of divorce should be returned only in a case where the person claiming to have lost it provides a clear-cut distinguishing mark. Example, he says, there is a hole in the bill of divorce next to such and such a letter. The Gemara comments, and Rav Ashi permits one to return such a bill of divorce specifically when the one claiming to have lost it says that the hole is next to such and such a letter, as that is a clear-cut distinguishing mark. But if he said only that it had a hole without mentioning its precise location, one should not return the bill of divorce, as that is not considered a clear-cut distinguishing mark. In other words, the rabbis are teaching us that it is very, very, very important to pay very, very, very close attention to very, very small details. Science, it'll come as no surprise, confirms this assertion to a T. About a decade ago, three psychologists set out to ask an interesting question. We often lose things, they argued. You know the feeling. Hey, where'd I put my phone? Where'd I put my keys? Can't find my laptop anywhere. So when we set out to look for them, what's the best way to go about it? Some people, the psychologists, being people who live in this world, posited, are global learners, meaning they process things globally, focusing on the big picture rather than the small details. And others are local learners, focusing on the very small details. So when you're looking for your keys, say, do you just stand there kind of like looking at the room, surveying it, trying to remember the context of where you last put your keys? Or do you walk around and very carefully look at each and every surface in detail? What's the best approach? The researchers showed 40 participants a bunch of shapes, like squares or triangles, each of which were in turn composed of smaller shapes. So imagine a bunch of triangles making up. So imagine a bunch of very small triangles making up a large square. And then they asked participants to find hidden objects, hidden letters within these images, and measured the way they approached the task. Some people started by sort of, you know, holding the page kind of far from their faces and trying to figure out the bigger overall patterns that they were looking at. Those were the global learners, the bigger picture folk. And some started out by looking at the very smallest detail imaginable, looking, that is, at those tiny triangles first, and only then kind of gradually moving the page further and further from their face to reveal the bigger square. Those were the local learners. And wouldn't you know it, the local learners did much better than those who started with the big picture first and worked their way in. Which, naturally, isn't to say that the big picture isn't important, but it is a reminder of a fact that the rabbis understood very well. When it comes to things that really matter, like legal documents or where we put our keys or any other question or thing that we really need to go about life, the tiniest details matter very much. And our big brains, so often eager to rush ahead, jump to conclusions, make sense of things, paint big, sweeping pictures of the world, would do very well to slow down, look closely and carefully, and focus instead on the tiniest and most intricate of details. Put bluntly, the rabbis are reminding us that the devil may be in the details, but so, Baruch Hashem, is God. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramuccio, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.